Rav Chaim Yisrael Halevi Belsky Zeicher Tzadik Levracha. It's somewhat of an autobiography. What Demis is that my original intention to give this shir was somewhat that it should be somewhat of Divrei Hesped and somewhat of different conversations that I myself had with him about different shilas and to explain over things that he had said and to see the Meridika, besides the Das Torah, but the Meridika confidence and the extreme strength of Torah that he had. But Maisa, when I was being Masader my Dvarim tonight on my Tishabis, so I took out his Sefer, Shulchan Alevi. And I saw that the emphasis is that there'd be much more tealis to just do it derech the Sefer. Because it's kimat, the fact that it's an oifen, a shavel kol nefesh, it's something that everybody on their own would be able to look at one day. But it's meridic, the way it's written is that it's just, if you wanted to give a hesped on the person and to be matar the person, all you have to do is read the Sefer. The meridic, a das Torah, a shkofas Torah, from the tremendous ga'inis and the clarity and the inyanim, it all comes out in the Sefer. And I imagine the emphasis is that his Akadam and Milan really says it all. He has Akadam over here where he says, Adavr Nifla. Mamash Adavr Nifla. Anybody who knew the Belsky Zichron Levracha, the one word that would come to mind would be, there's not one word, but it would be Simcha. He was a Yid that was anger-packed with Simcha, but the Simcha was clearly coming from Torah. Which is why I was also nervous. I know that Chatzi of the Olam, at least over here, is Europeisha, Olam, the European Olam, Mustama. It could be they didn't even Mustama, they heard of him, but Mustama, they Bechlal had no Shaykhis. But it's a type of a person that you could certainly learn from. His Meridika Avas HaTayr and his Meridika Simchas HaTayr is something that's Shaykh to everyone. A person that somebody at the Levaya, is a Shiva at the Levaya standing next to me, and he asked me for a story. You knew I had Shaykhis, I'm from Flappish. He asked me for a story. He asked me for a story about his Asmada. Rebelski's Asmada. I said, no. When you talk about Rebelski, he was Meridika Masmid. There's no Shaykh that anybody saw him sitting and learning. He's a Masmid Shein Keduk Masai. But that's not the Tior, that's not the description. When you want to come to describe Rebelski, everything was Torah. When you talk about Rebelski. Rebelski would sit at a table and everything was Torah somehow. Right? He would explain to you, my father, Sultan Gizant, made for him a chair, and he was telling me how when he made him the chair because he had a problem with his back, so Rebelski started to explain to him that the chair is made like this, it's because of Shitas Rava. Right? My father didn't understand why Shitas Rava has to do with how he made the chair, but Rebelski was happy. But everything was Torah. Everything was Torah. It was a person that was so... His entire simcha, his entire metzias came from Torah, and that's what generated this meridika. Besides das Torah and seichel Torah, this meridika aura, this malchus that Rebelski had. Meridika yid. But again, I told you I could have told you different stories. Instead, I'm going to use his sefer as an autobiographical surah. I don't know if he wrote it with this kavana. And the truth is, most of the conversations that I was able to have with Belsky were more in Yoni Kashris, which I realized afterward are not necessarily something that is so negated to the tzibur. It's something a little bit more in the, which got many of the things I discussed with him are talking here in the later chalakim of the sefer. But what's negaya is in the first chalakim of the sefer, where he goes through the Or Chaim. But in order to understand him and appreciate him and to appreciate his autobiography, these Piske Halacha, I'll say Bekitzer, everything here, Abemis, I'm taka to a certain extent, I don't know if I'm wasting your time tonight because you could do it on your own. I guess I'll do what you would do on your own, it would take me a little bit faster. So we'll do in about an hour what maybe would take you maybe an hour and a half. We'll do it a little bit faster. But it's all here. I'm not being Moisif Mamish one ois. So if anybody wants to, he doesn't have to write the shir, he wants to just take it, just buy the Sefer. I don't know where they sell it, but just buy the Sefer, and then you'll have it all written out, obviously much better than the way I said it. He starts out here, he has a tremendous Hakdam. It's not by accident, it's clear from the Sefer, it's not by accident that he was Nifter, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Yisrael. It's exactly what was supposed to be. Obviously, from Himmel, it's a given. But in the Sefer already, it gives you the clarity that Rebelski is going to be Nifter, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Yisrael. Where does Azach comes from? He talks about the buildup of the Parshas of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim until the point of Parshas Yisrael, which is the culmination of the creation of Klal Yisrael, the Am, the Meleches Kehanim, the Am Kodesh. The build up, he writes over here, there were two in Yonim and Yetzias Mitzrayim, Bikaroni Shtelzan one. One is the Hashkachas Hashem in the world, but the second is the Hifla, the Chilik, to Vishen Klal Yisrael and the Goyim. And that's Hadavasheni, the Hafrid Ben Am Yisrael, the Umat HaOilam. And Levarib Soilus Mitoch Iker VeOichel. And that's how Rabelski describes it. That was the Iker, and he proves from the Pesukim from Yitzchak, that was the Iker, at least one of the two Iker, Tachlisim in Yitzchak Mitzrayim, was to make it that there's Yidin, there's Goyim, Zenich, there's Elba. And he writes it with such a, he says, Rotzaloymar, Lahachish Tainis Ayumanistim, to go against the Taina of the humanitarians. What do the humanitarians say? Kol Minod the Mushav, all men are created equal. Vahamakis Heru Lahepich. The Makis came and said, Fakert. All men are not created equal. All men are not created equal. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he has an Amma Nivcher, he has a Klal Yisrael, that he was Boicher, the Oichel from the Psylus, and the Tachlis of all of mankind, the Tachlis of all creation, is Klal Yisrael. The Am Hashem, the Ben Elikim, the son of the Eibishter, that you are Miyuchid. You're not like a guy. And that was the tachlis of all of the makas. That means every time, and he explains this, Barichas here, every time a person remembers Zeichlet Yismas, right? He learns up Makas Dekach, that's the Kavanah Dalacha. What you're supposed to be thinking is, Ech Vinishkin, I'm not a guy. There's a Kosh Baruch who's in control of everything, and I am not a guy. I'm with him. A guy is a Nivra. A guy is a part of the creation, but I am not a guy. And he goes on, he says, Mamish Dvarim Niflayim. He writes, the culmination of that was clear at the Zman of Makas Becharis, that was clear through all the Makas. The culmination of that was the ability that Klal Yisrael was given through the Torah to become the Mamlechas Kaihanim Va'am Kaddish, Al Yidei, going more and more and more, B'derech Halachim, following the ways of the Torah, he becomes more and more and more Cholik from a Goy. That's the aside. Now, before I go weiter, that was an autobiography. A total autobiography. If anybody understood him and knew him, his entire mitzvah is like the Lashon of the Chzainish, the Chazanish in the Sefer Emunim Bitochen, and I think it was on the 32nd page, I'm not sure, in the 32nd or 33rd page of the Chazanish writes that the halacha, the person that doesn't move his fingers or toes without consulting Sefer Shulchan Aruch, without consulting the halacha, that's the Adam Hasholem. That's the Adam Hasholem. A person that he doesn't do anything, he doesn't lift a finger or toe, Lashon Chazayin Ish, that's the Adam Hachi Shalom in the world, that's the Avodah Hachi Oiv in the world, and that's the Adam who is the Tachlis of creation. He's the Ben of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Hainu, the Mamlechus Kaihan and Vam Kaddish were given a Torah, that at Al Yidei this Torah, you can become more and more different than a guy. And I'm touching up. This is the greatest, and of course they're a greater Hesped, but this is the greatest Hesped, the Hesped he gave of himself. And anybody who knew Rabelski knew that Matthias, that the total, I don't mean this in the bad way, the total gaiva to be a yid. Not gaiva, what we call gaiva, but the total achrayis and simcha of a yid. And a guy says that, and I'm a yid. And the more and more that everything is done al pi halacha, the more simcha you have, the more tachas of creation you have. He says over here at the Gvaldi Gvart, he says something that's, again, kedarke pashit, he went to everything by him was taka pashit, by us it wasn't as pashit, but by him everything was pashit. He writes, what's that? Pshat in the Pesukim that they're mechalik between Klal Yisrael and the Goyim. It says in the Pesuk, it says, Haisa Tzaka Gedoyla that night in Mitzrayim. There never was a scream like that in Mitzrayim. There never will be a scream like that. It means in the world, there never was a scream like that. There never will be a scream like that. And the Kol B'nei Yisrael, Lo Yechretz Kelev. There were no dogs barking. That's a very interesting Zach. And then the Pesuk goes on, L'manteh Dun Hashem Yifal Hashem. Now you should know the difference between Klal Yisrael and the Goyim. It's very interesting the Pesuk. The scream was Nair and Nairas. By the Goyim, there were no dogs barking, and now you know the difference between a yid and a guy. So the pashup shot, the mafar, I can't say the pashup shot, the pshat of Yichazal, the not pashup shot he brings himself, is that the Gemara already says that when dogs bark, it means the Malach Amavis is bala here. Mashenkin over here was a Kadosh Baruch Hu v'loy Malach. So Mela, there was no dogs barking, but he writes, in a pasuk, Yaitzim Dei Pshutai, this is Dabar Nifla. He says that moment was trying to bring out, which was the Tachas of Yitzis Mitzrayim, that a guy could be living in a totally different world right next to you. That in their world, the scream was so noir that there'll never be a scream heard like that ever again. And there never was such a scream. Right next, it was in ganz und still. So still, and he writes that even the normal sounds that you hear in silence. I did this on Thursday night. I told Doylem, I did this on Thursday night to check it. I went outside, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was total silence, and there was episodes like a dog barking. I live across the street, my neighbors are Arabs, right? So every once in a while you hear like a dog bark, but it doesn't stare the silence b'chlal. That's a chelik of the silence. So he writes, the silence was so noira that even the normal sounds that were in silence weren't heard. Right? In order to what? To show you the intense chelik to vision a guy in a yid, that guy can be in a totally different world physically. Memela, the tachlis of the next parsha, the parsha of Yitzray, the parsha of Matan Torah, the next parsha is that the person should have, now you have the kelim to go and taka poil that you yourself should be a ben elikim, the avifel that you're more and more mudrach from the Torah, does his maisim up here Torah, doesn't lift a hand in regular without the Torah, the more and more that you have this chilek between you and a guy. And that's where it all comes from. That's where that maritika simcha comes from. That's where that maritika confidence comes. The person that he knows what to do in life. Right? Maritika is what a person can become. And see, I was telling on Friday over here, yeah, I remember the Meshutif in the Kailo. He, about 5 years ago, he organized. I was told afterward that this was something that was mamish normal by him. But what I said was, he organized in Lakewood that he should take apart a sheep and a goat, like that. Right? And as Yidua, this I know was Yidua, but what I saw was what Davra said. He sent me the video. So on Ben Asmanim, I said, I watched the video with my children. This is like, you know, the only time I have any access to these things. So they have some sounds like interesting. Did Rosh Rebelsky take apart a sheep? Or no, it must have been a behemoth because he had the chaylev there and everything. Mamish, the Davra that stood out in my mind, the Davra Atela, was in the same room. It was in Lakewood. It was a massive hall. I don't know exactly where it was, but my Rosh Shittif organized it. I have to ask him. And there must have been maybe, I don't know, there could have been 2,000 people there. You look around, and somebody who was taking the video was videoing also all around. He was videoing all around. You see the children, the ages of 3, 4, 5, with Marit HaKasimcha. You see Bochrim, right? They just 13, 14, 15, Mamish with a Maritika Simcha. Mamish, you look around the faces, every line he says with such a Simcha for the Torah. He says, it takes out, I remember one time, it takes out long. This is a Ryan, not like the Shach. Right? He had a big, he just laughed. When he left, everybody left. I don't think they knew why they were laughing, but they were all laughing. The Bochrim that are age 18, some of the Bochrim that wear the colorful shirts with all sorts of different types of farm animals and creatures on them, next to the other Bochrim who, they forgot to shave for the last 3 months or years, and then you have a younger light, and it gets older. Then you have Mamish, there's like a dais of Rosh Hashivas there. Not that it's one Rosh Hashiva, two Rosh Hashivas, Yidin, and us, Altin, and us. And everybody in that room has a Moiridika Simcha. Nothing like you ever saw in your life. And he's saying things that are on the highest level. And he's saying things on the lowest level at the exact same time. It was a Davar Nifla. Because when your entire Mitzvah is Torah, there's no Kasha. And when your entire reality is Torah, so then there's Zavada, then the whole world is Torah. So then the goat, the sheep, we can't explain this to the guy. Because he's totally different than the guy. And this is and I'll tell you one last thing before I go into his real autobiography, his halachas, is a part that I heard from him about 20 years ago. On Taka Parshas Yisrael. One small tufa, I was to learn a little bit by him, but he said a vart. And the parsha, he said that it's the kasha betzim who's asking on Yisrael. If Kim says Yisrael comes and talk on the parsha that he was nifter, is all the derech hachayim shala. He comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, this whole entire mahalach is ridiculous. It's terrible over here. You're gonna from the morning till the night. You're gonna it's not good for you. It's not good for Claudius. So, you know. Yisrael comes from an organized system, a system of judges, and everything makes sense. And Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe you would think that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't so politically inclined. So he doesn't know, versteht von diesen Sachen. Okay, he versteht der Teufel, so versteht nicht, dass Moshe Rabbeinu versteht der Teufel, but he doesn't understand from these Sachen. But it's schwer to say, because I'm being myself a little bit, it's Mashmid Rishayim. That's one of the reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that Moshe Rabbeinu is such a meritic irony, such an absolute pella, that he grew up in Beis Parai, is first of all about it to show the Rebbeinu Shalom's in control, but more so is that he should have the Tachsise Malchus. But he should understand how to be a malchistic person. So he grew up, I think the Menezer says it, he grew up in Beis Parai Bidavka, that he should know how to run places. And then he was the king, there's a famous medrash that he was a king in one of these, in Kush, he was in a certain area, it was a suburb of Kush. About Kapanim, he was a king in a certain area for 40 years. So he knew how to run governments, right? What's this? There's a L'chayr over here, comes out, there's a tain on Yisrael. Eventually, Adonai HaKlal Yisrael, the Pasuk in Dvarim says already, you should have said that we want to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Loim mimcha, from Moshe Shenitztartale, you should have wanted to learn from Moshe. It's in fact a kasha. You don't think that the system eventually is going to come. You have a Zamativ, you have hundreds of thousands of people all day long online. Eventually, it's v'shteitzach with Yisrael, without Yisrael, it's going to have a valve eventually that this can't go on. Right? And what's going to be when Moshe Rabbeinu is nifter? It's not Negeya. And you can ask the same kasha. He asked Shailos from Shmuel HaNavi, state also by Shmuel HaNavi, that he went around and there was a tain on his children. Because Shmuel HaNavi's children, they didn't go around the same way their father went around. So in the Mela, they had to hire stenographers and court attendants and dos. And what's a tain on them? They weren't able to have that ruikait that Shmuel HaNavi had got. And these types of Shailos. The Rebelsky answer with Mardik Azach. Answer with Gemara. that the Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Pei Zayin, the Gemara brings down over there a story about Rava. The Gemara says that Rava was sitting on his fingers and he was learning. And he was learning, and he was sitting for so long that the blood started coming out of his fingers. It's not possible to understand. It's probably a very, very long time for that to happen. No, that blood should come out. You know, you wake up sometimes and you fell asleep on your arm. You know what I'm talking about? It's like terrible. You wake up and you think for sure you're going to die. You take your arms like this. You look around, you look at the roommate, right? And the roommate's looking at you, and you don't know what to do. Should you call out Sala? Should you maybe overreacting? But no, my arm doesn't move at all, right? And you feel like, oh my God, my arm. And that's all I'm going to say. Oy vey, what's going to be? Hey, vey, vey, vey. Oy vey. And then finally it starts tingling. You think, all right, Banisha, maybe it's about to fall off mamish. It's mamish about to fall off. And you start going like this. Who knows what's going to happen? And then slowly, like, the blood comes back. And then you get like nothing happened. You get out of bed like nothing happened. So in order, and then no blood came out. You ever had blood come out from such a miser? Stomach never. No. But you know what I'm talking about. But the blood never came out. Right? Suffice to say, in order for blood to come out, the stomach's got to be mamish hours and hours and hours. No? But I imagine, man, it's got to be mamish hours. That means it had to be tingling and it had to be falling off and it had to be, right? And then finally the blood squirts out like a water gun, no? And yet, so the Apikoyrus, it says over there, saw this, the Min, he saw this, and he comes and he says, you people, he comes over to Rava, you people, and again, this means Parsha, you people, I'm a Paziza, you're just a bunch of crazy people, you don't think before you speak, you say Nasa, like in this week's Parsha, you say Nasa before Nishma, you just do things without thinking, right? And you're still up to your Narishkeit, your impetuousness, look what you did, look at this, there's blood coming out of your fingers, right? So it's a good taina. It's a time, you know? So Belsky, it's like Grace of Pashtis. Belsky said, this is something we can't explain to the guy. This is something you can't explain this to the guy. I'm sitting there, I learned in Torah, he's fighting in the world of Torah, he's getting the Simcha and Geshmak in Torah, this blood that comes out of his fingers. There has to be a point where the Ava of Torah is so extreme. Yeah, you have to take care of yourselves. You can't neglect your health and dust. But there has to be a point where the Ava of Torah is so extreme that there's nothing else but Torah. There's nothing else but Torah. So that's why a person like Rava was so ranga-packed in Torah, he might be sitting there one day and the blood could be pouring out of his hands. Right? Because there has to be the Azam Atav, there's nothing else but Torah. Nothing else. And that's the emesis, that was the Taina Klal Yisrael. Yisrael comes, he's right, there's an organized system and this is how it's going to work and it'll make more sense, etc. But there has to be a Zatshuk and Klal Yisrael that we want to learn from Moshe. There has to be epis and Avad Asayv and Erchanami. It's going to evolve. Eventually Rava's going to probably, you know, once Rava realizes what happens, he's probably going to for now on tie his hands somewhere so that doesn't happen again. But there has to be a zazach that I leap Torah as I fill. That Torah is so much my life that I could be sitting there and blood can come out of my fingers. But my ganze leben is Torah. And they can have a zach that you have hundreds of thousands of people online, and then but just a chance, a glimpse to get in front of Moshe to talk Torah in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. It has to be a zazachuka. Eventually the system will come on its own. But it can't come mikayach like, no, this is how it has to be and organize the confession. And so, because then otherwise it'll take away the ava. That anybody, like I said, anybody who knew him, took van dein ganze mitzias. Matthias of Avos HaTorah, and everybody knows the brilliance. The brilliance is mistama not shaykh to most of us. Someone just told me a story. On Friday we were talking the story. He walked outside, he was in camp. And he was a Baki in Kant, all Chachmas, Baki in Chachmas, astrology and dust, but only through Torah. Sometimes you have these interesting people that they, you know, they know Kol Tarkula, and they also like, they know medical things for medical things. He knew everything from Torah to Kikent. And he walks outside one day, and he looks up, and he's explaining to everybody, this star is like this, and this star is like that, and that comes from this mazel, and from that mazel. And then he looks up and says, where's that star? And you're looking up, there's a star missing. What would happen if I told you there's a star missing, right? Well, if I would, I said to you, no, there's a star missing, right? You say, the star missing, come. come. There's a special place we take people with the stars missing. Come. But when he says the star's missing, he means it, right? So what happened? Star's missing. So what do you do? What would you do if a star was missing? You go on in life, Mr. No? It can't be, the star's missing, it's supposed to be. So he goes and this is the story the person was telling me, and I verified it, everybody knows this story, so it's at least possible it happened. He went and he has a connection with this one, with this one, this one, finally got to NASA. Is it called NASA? I don't know what that means, he called NASA, right there, and he got, I don't know, Facebook. What?
Number on the website.
There's a number on the website. Yeah, sure. So he called the lady. So he called up Chais, this the fellow who walked on the moon. I don't know. And he says to him, "What's going on?" He tells him, "Yeah, no, it's true. And the person told me the story said that he said over the story, right?" So he said, "Once every 133 million Mishagayim. The ganze Welt is only 6,000 yod. But once every 133 again, you couldn't tell the story. Once every 133 million years, Epis the star moves. Punklach Epis right now, right? Says they're gonna have to wait a long time. It happened again. I've given by him. It's like a ganze world of Torah. Everything was Simcha. Everything was Torah. And there's a yid. He was at a sifa of a house of a gvir, and the child was dragging around. One of the aniklach of the gvir was dragging around. So he told the kid to come here, and to put the kid. He put the kid on his lap, and he started shaking the kid up and down. And so the child, he saw that the kid wasn't a part of the matziv. So he had a merdik, a leiv. So he started shaking the kid up and down. And so he says to the child, he says, "You want to be a tzaddik?" Besides, the person telling me the story, he said, it didn't look mamish like he wanted to be a tzaddik, the child. He didn't know what to answer Rabelski either. So Rabelski said to him, "You know why you don't want to be a tzaddik? Because you think that we don't have as much fun as the other guys. Because tzaddikim don't have as much fun as the other guys." He says, "But that's not true. We have more fun than anyone else." Avada, when you have a shkafas atayr like that, you have more fun than anybody else. So again, now I'll read the autobiography, right? And obviously, there's hundreds of pages here. I'll try to be mitzamtim. Again, I want to try and take out certain limudim, certain halacha tikkasachim, which bring out the mitayr the person. Mashal, just even the first shaila already, he says that there's an Indian, the Dalet Amis of the Indian of not walking Dalet Amis without Nagel Vasser. It's the first tshuva he starts with. Is there a tzad to be meikol b'makim matzayrich that you don't have to have the Nagel Vasser by your bed? So he writes, minaroi, you should be makbid on this. Ukvarek fligwa svarim, that you should be makbid on this. L'lenetil sidayim. The seder of the tshuva is, he says, a kurtze teretz, a small, short answer, and then afterward he explains the answer bariches. So he writes, you should be makbid, but there's a makim l'lam mitzchus. An elu that weren't noye came. He goes in the middle. I'll just read you the parts. In every tshuva, I'm just going to take out some parts, and maybe that's wrong to do, but for our tachlis, he writes over here. Lemaisa ki adua li bekami yeshivas der younger bachrim and der kama mikrim shayudaver garim lemarivais. Says avada min din. It's avada. There's a merdeka zacha pikabala to watch Nagel Vasser as fast as possible, but it causes fights. I wonder what he means. It causes fights. Maybe it means like either somebody stepped in your water, or maybe it means that they made fun of the kid. Right, maybe that's what it means. So he writes like this. He writes, that's probably, if it's going to cause fights, that's included. Look at the Seichel HaTorah of Zayid. Mikol Mokam, he says, that's included in what the Mishabura says, Chalila Lavor Shum Isser for Netilas Yidayim. For Netilas Yidayim of Nagel Vasser. Chalila to go and do any Isser, and if that's going to cause a fight, that's already Nechla in the Mishabura, Zangas Torah. But that's included in the fight. But then he goes on, he says, Adavar Nifla. Because once you read this, you're getting the feel already, Rabelski will be Mekel for me. Oh, Gavaldi. Right? So Rabelski goes on, he says, like, it's Bram. You're going to chop, and you should chop, Meredik is spilus from one after the other of the Tseich La Torah of the Yid at Gehat. He writes, Bram Kol Zeh is b'makam tzarech kafi ha'inyin. Afal ha'mais nira, that this is the Azhara she'posach ha'mishne brua, the first page of the Sefer Mishne Brua. He says, you want to be makam, you're going to go to Shemayim, and they tell you, did you follow everything in the Mishne Brua? He says, I tried. Okay, let's go, first page. They get you on the first page. You get a test. Sometimes you go to a test, and on the first question, you don't know the answer. What's my name? What do they want from me, these people? So then you're in Fakak Tzidus. So the first page of the Mishne Brua, so a merdeka pashtis tikka de hair. First page of the Mishne Brua, try to be makbid on. Second child, are you allowed to take off two clothing biyachad? We spoke about this once a few weeks ago. We said that you're allowed to. Like we said, to put on two clothing at the same time is a problem because of Ora Makif. We explained it over here, Bariches. So he writes, I know this one, it's not so much that's Torah, just Makaf and Emes. Nobody ever in the world ever said it's Aser, even though I told back then that there is a certain Sefer, but he means in the regular Paiskim that to bring down. He says, and if you know from the Indian Azayir, Avada, it's only Shaykh when you're putting on the two clothing, but when you're taking off both clothing at the same time, so it's Mutter. And Engel Heisef, you don't have to be Moisef on these in Yonim. Then he writes like this. Binyan Mitzvah Tzitzis. Is there a makom to be Mekel on Tzitzis? Many of the topics we spoke about. You see, the mind I'm bringing out more tonight is the halacha mitzad his, the hashkofes ha-tayra. That's Torah. Listen to a beautiful tshuva. Is there an Indian that a bacha should be wearing tzitzis when he plays ball? B'shasa mischok. He goes to the chatz bayam, bebrecha, mechulei, valichosai. So he writes, he says, look, Avada the Iker Chayva is on a beggar if it's not tzitzis. And I'm in Yisrael now because of the Eden Rischa is that we wear tzitzis even at all times. He says, there would have been a tzad Ladin that maybe taka these manim are not bechlal. They're not the time appropriate. You know, he's you're going to say he's trying to find the mitzvah over here. There's a reason why he doesn't want. He's not just a rasha. He's not stam. If you weren't wearing tzitzis in the middle of the daytime, stam. You have an easy mitzvah. You could be makayim. So stam even risk Hashem will be angry at you. Here, why should Hashem be angry at you? He understands you're playing ball. Sometimes it gets caught. Sometimes this. Sometimes that. There's a cheshbin. There's a reason that takes away that the Ribbono Shel Olam should get angry at you. That's in his das Torah would have been a siba to be makel. But he says, look. He says, but what can I tell you? I'd say, Toiv and Nachal Leis Kala, that the Torah says that the person should be Zarez B'mitzvah Tzitzis and wear it all day. Why? Because the mitzvah is Zarecha all the mitzvahs. He says, B'shas Tiyulu Mischak. Yes, he says, it's taka hard to wear Tzitzis. It's true. But maybe you should try and find an Eitzah. Yilbash Begit Kail Yoyser. Maybe, and a beggar that you're not so makbe, don't wear your fancy pair of tzitzis then. He said, why? Because at Kalis Beistim Shoinim, there are certain times, in those times when you're playing ball and when you're this and when you're that, that Mashiach Roshim al Adam. It makes an impression on a person. Ach Chalila, it comes out to the person that, you know, there are times that are hefker, and there are times that I'm an erlechid, right? When I wear tzitzis, I'm erlech. When I play ball and whatever, so I'm more hefkers. He says, those times are zmanim amasugalim, that it should be, dvarim, he does think sometimes that dvarim shemay oilim la yuasim b'chayref, he'll do in the kites, right? To the English, he's talking to the Americans, right? To the Americans, don't, frankly, when you talk about the English, but it's the summertime. The summertime, you know, there's a certain episode of Kairos about the summertime. So the person's playing ball. So he says, maybe in that time is when you should, you know, you should be wearing a talus. Right? Maybe in that time is when you need the memory the most. And he says, all right, Chazal, the whole entire purpose of tzitzis is that when you're at that time, Hatzitzis Matzilu Milechas Achataivis Aleiv, Vechulei, Kshanajim, Mechamim, Milzbabshim, Begodim, Kalim, Yosis. It's very interesting. When people wear lighter clothing, it means they're playing ball, they're wearing shorts, they're wearing t-shirts, right? Yetzahar Matzi Yosir. Very interesting. You find that those times, that's when there's more yitzar. So he says, there, you need more tzitzis. Yeah, more tzitzis. Meridik. Says that Meridik, that's tire. He goes on, he got to says, at night, meaning when he's asleep. He says, that, already, that, you can't say there's a chiyav. He says, maybe I'll pick up Bala, but even if he, what I'm saying, he says that you can't say there's a chiyav, but I'll pick up Bala. So Shane Indian, have a call saying in a gale in your need and rischa. He says that when a person goes to sleep and he's not wearing tzitzis because it's a zman shalayla, you can't say that that's something that incurs the wrath of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The third truth. The fourth truva, he talks about net tzitzis. I got nervous, and all the truvas I read, I got nervous. What if all the times in the past I spoke about something, and now what's going to be? Right? But I have to be honest, right, Rabbi Hill? No, what'd you hear from me about net tzitzis? It's a nisht, right? Huh? No such thing, right? And what's bothered me even more, who remembers what I always ask? It says on it, Hechsher Rabbanim and Zah, right? Well, no, what did I say? Chazanish. So I'll read you what he says. He says, this net tzitzis, beged zeh potter betzitzis. If you wear this beged, a mekay mitzvah tzitzis. If you wear it on Shabbos and there's no Erev, you chayiv misa isra tza. He says, I masher roishin aleya mayatzvim Hechsher Rabbanim. I this is Hechsher. He says, "Ein bezek klum." He's a toyus b'dvar mishnah. Right? They messed up a mishnah. So normal guy writes a tshuva toyus b'dvar mishnah. It's like a sprach. No, he goes on. He found the mishnah. Right? He has a mishnah. Some of you guys would have been makav into it. It's a mishnah in the 28th parak of Kalim in the 9th mishnah. And right before you're about to give up Kalim, right? Mamash about to give it up. So most of us we got knocked out at the 26th parak and the 27th parak. If you would have got to the 28th parak, mamash right there. So there's a mishnah. It talks about a reshet and. It says, it's in Mefirsha Mishnah. He learned it's in Mefirsha Mishnah. That there's a bar. Okay, it's not so simple to learn that Mishnah there. I saw it today, but I'll upon him tonight. But there's the Maisa, there's definitely, according to many Acharonim, that's the Pashup Shad in the Mishnah, is that this person is wearing a fishnet. And it says that his busser is seen through it, so it doesn't have a shame of a baggage. So he brings down, I'm not going to go through his whole shtickle now. He says, there's a Gemara that says that if it's a clothing are see through, so then Taket is called the Beged. There's a whole Gemara in Yuma. So he says, it's no dimim b'chlal. There, you're able to see through. Mashagan here, it's the entire netting. Is a pashut zlashin a pirate's mubal aymid? So it doesn't have a shame of a beggar b'chlal, and the hechsher abanim ain't zeklum. Okay, goes on. Interesting tshuva. Stamazay. They have these talesim. I didn't know about this. They have these big talesim that they make to make a chuppah for kol na'arim. Anybody ever saw that? I never saw this before. I'm from the old door that you take three guys talisim together and you put them together. But now they make one big grudge to talis. So he says that thing is a terrible mikshal. He's not happy about that talis because Maisim Shabrut says that if something is too big, you can't be yoytzeh to the mitzvah with it. So they make it. It looks like it. He says, why can't they just take off the stripes? Just take off the stripes and don't put strings there, and then they can go and they can put it up. The whole Indian he writes over there is just there should be a chuppah, so it doesn't have to be a talis. So then if they should make it, they should make it the way I said, and I tried to tell them, and I ain't shah. Okay, I can find them. Hey, we can go the whole night. I don't even know what to do. There's so many geshmak etshuvas here. Get this one, I'll skip. I try to bring out at least the ones that just have some an aspect of dastaria. I know all have dastaria, but obviously where he's megalit. Here's a very nice tshuva, and some of them I'm chavmoyer to say over. He brings down over here that as everyone knows the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simon Hay. That the person is supposed to think of the Shem Hashem every time he says it. Every time you say Shem Hashem, you're supposed to think Adonai Nakoil, maybe even Hayahoy Viviyah, which is a Shver Zach. And in many Sidurim, they print from the Puchacha that if you have Kavana, it's like in the beginning of the day, so it's like a Tanai that all the times I say Shem Hashem, it goes on of them. He's very stark chaylik. Very stark chaylik. He explains in the Landis. He says, Bishma Lagabe Asiyas Tzitzis, if you make a Lishma, like in any in Yonay Lishma. So that, he writes over here, he says, Shama Kavana is Tanai. He writes Tnai Ba'asiyah. It's not the Etzim Asiyah. He says, but Tzitzis Kavana is Tnai in the Asiyah. Tnai in the Asiyah, the Achraza, it doesn't need the Mais Asiyah the whole way through, is the Chaylik of the Asiyah. It's a Tnai in the Asiyah. So Ibisai, one Achraza, it's Arbit for the Ganze. He says, but Mashenkin over here, it's a Kavana Nechaz Lagamre. Over here, when you say Hashem's name, you have to tremble. He writes, it says, Yizayak, Hashem Anechbar Vanoira, the Lashon is, you should be Yizdazei Varav. How could you make a mitzias of where I'll be mazazei evarav? It's like neged aseichel. It's a very big gazar. It says, but I see such a gevaldika obviously soil over here. They told him that the Abderav said that you could say Adonai Lam. The Abderav was a meritic yid. The Abderav, the Kernel of Racha, said that you could just say Adonai Lam, and then that for the rest of the day, the lashon they bring was Shezechem Antaim, and they say Adonai Lam and Tchilas Hayoyim because Al Yedei Yomam Lachakadosh Baruch Hu B'Kol Yoyim Mask Yishma. He says that's not what the Abderav mean. A lot of Tshuvas for him, they would write like this. Okay, they wouldn't come back to the Abderav, or they wouldn't bring the Abderav, but they would say like, okay, the Abderav said Yeshlod and the Abderav held not like this, but our rayas are clear, right? He says that's not what the Abderav meant. Avadanish, what the Abderav meant was that if you're going to say Adonai Lam as Oivus Medav Zayin, the way you're supposed to say Adonai Lam first thing in the morning, then every time you say Adonai Lam, Hashem Malach, B'Terem Kol B'Yodo, Yafkid Ruchi, the whole time. So now every time you say Shem Hashem, you'll remember Adonai Koil. He's the boss. Right? So he goes on and he says that it's a Shver Zach, but you can be Maker like the guy that all you have to have is the Kavana for Adonai Koil. You don't need Hayiv Hayiv Aviv, which is only by Shema. And just every time you say Shem Hashem, he says, so what do you do? So Shver Zach gives us such a tshuva. So he says, look, you do what this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to lots of regema at kaidim shomer Hashem. Just it's true. It's hard if you say baruch atah Hashem. Then it's difficult. It says, but if you say baruch atah Hashem and you stop, okay, you stop. Shetia lo the kolapach ksas kavana. You're not asking for hecha matreges. Ksas kavana. As I zokte, it says like this. This is a shiloh all the bachur mask. They want to know you're allowed to learn hashkafet ikasvarim in the bathroom. Now I don't know what he means. He doesn't mean Mesil Shisharim. I mean, I don't think so, right? You think he meant Mesil Shisharim? What does he mean? If he meant Mesil Shisharim, then like, does anybody in the right mind that would ask such a child? I imagine, and I have Myra because maybe I'm wrong, but I imagine what he meant is what I get asked all the time is, Bacham want to know like a lot of these English books, maybe books about Gedolim and Tzaddikim and whatever. I mean, Ladaiti, the musik of just sitting in the bathroom with it is, okay, but you know, I like that. But you have to ask, you have to answer what you're asked. He writes somewhat the same gisha. I this is the first one I'll admit that I'm not 100%, so maybe it doesn't mean what I'm saying. The lashon here is safer mutzer. I ashkafa sheim by sheim Hashem. He's like, mustami means what I'm saying. Then he also talks about and reading a sefer when you're swimming. You know, not it doesn't mean like swimming. It means when you're on the beach, and then you say you're not wearing a shirt. So he says it's a nice word. He says, look. He says, it came out of your day. You're hearing a story about Rav Moshe. And Moshe is answering this shaila and that, and you're hearing a story about Rebelsky, and his this and that. He says, inevitably, you're going to think about the Torah. He says, that's aser. That's aser. You can't matter such a thing. But he says, what about when you're on the beach and you want to learn a Gemara? So he says, look, Avada, it's only during Shemoneh Esrei that you have to be mechusa in such a way, and theoretically, you can learn Gemara there. And now, but Yeda Inish bin Nafshe, Yishlomid bin Atzma, you should learn there. You should learn that. But Yeda Inish bin Nafshai, Imunimsa Ba'isa Shab and Matziv Sha'im by Regashal Zilusa. If you want to read on the Gemara on the beach and the whatever, right? Just take something, get his cover, do something to make it. Not that he's sitting back like this with a Gemara like that, because it'll make a zilzil in the Harach of Gemara. You know, as a person calls you up, he says, you know, it's a famous machlaikis. Two Bachim came in to ask Chaim Shmulevitz about smoking when you're learning, right? So one bacher walked out and he told him no. One bacher walked out and he told him yes. So Mam Shastira and Rav Chaim, right? So they went back into the great Meir Rosh Hashiva and they asked him, what happened? So he said, look, one bacher asked me, are you allowed to smoke when you learn? One bacher asked me, are you allowed to learn when you smoke? It's totally, I don't want you to think about it, it'll be confusing for you. But you know, if you're smoking, what else are you supposed to do, right? If you're learning, why should you go smoke or learn, right? But if you're smoking, what else are you supposed to do? For Shleitzer, you're supposed to learn, right? It's the same attitude over here on the beach, right? Avadeh, you're sitting there on the beach in the chleis, you're supposed to be learning, right? He's listening to a shir, but upon him, it shouldn't take a zilusa in the person. You have to be careful with that. That's what he warns. What time do you daven in space? When you have friends in NASA, you have to ask this child. The rest of us, right? Did you, Rabbi Mendel, you ever had this child? Never. Some of us have this child all the time. But most of us don't have this issue. Rabbi Belsky, Mamish, again, the truth over here. Explains that Batsim that the Kana was, the Rambam Shita is supposed to daven once a day. That's how we pick on. The Shita, I don't know why you only went with the Rambam over here. It's interesting. But he says that the Ikar Shita is that you daven once a day. Just Chazal were misaking mit Rabbanon, you daven three times a day. Now Chazal were misaking three times a day, three different times. Tainu, you know, I don't want to say breakfast, lunch, supper. Shachris mincha ma'ariv, the day and the late afternoon and whatever, and the night. Says that's all in a makim that has those musagim. But the ikata konav three times blibed in space. So he says in space, when do you daven? In a 24-hour period, you have to daven three times. You can do one after the other. All right, so if it's Nageya, you're going to find the star that's missing between the 46th and the 48th star. So then that's what you do. Very Nageya. Talks about the Shaila of drinking before davening. Yeah, drinking before davening. Come again?
Which way do you face in space?
Sorry?
Which way would you face in space?
I would probably say just hold on. later. He talks about the child of drinking before davening. The way he says it is nice. He says, look, he writes a lashon here. He says, what was ba'avar l'shtia shal moisris v'gaiva hayoyim u'kedavar echarichi. But they used to talk about all the poiskim discuss. You read the Mishaburi, he's talking about putting sugar. Anybody start, I think now, my son was telling me they started now in the Dirshu, they started now, the Chastvila is mamish now. So anybody's reading it this week, Taka. That's what my son is up. I don't know if he's doing with them, but they have sugar and coffee and milk and coffee, the grace of Balgaiva. By us, the thought of drinking coffee without the sugar, without the milk, right? I'd rather go back to sleep, right? I'd rather daven without coffee, right? So what's the... So he writes over here, he says, look, by us, that's not Moses and Gaiva, but he says a vart. He says, what should you do? In kena klalu, ein lishtoi shum shtia ashiva. Don't be drinking any geschmack a drink. Don't suck a candy. So don't suck a candy. Avamuta lishtoi stava shita in lisa koyach. To wake up for David, dice him Yushiv, right? Hakol kafi mashu. Not to explains over here. Not too much. If you have a like he says, young bachrim, they have to have like a chocolate, a hot cocoa or something. He says it doesn't have to be the best hot cocoa. Doesn't have to be the hot cocoa when you're trying to make the hot cocoa. Yid was versteht Menschen. Versteht people, right? It's the people, sometimes you see, you know what he's talking about. It's the people that have that the cigarette and the coffee before davening. Versteht us, yeah? But sometimes it's like an avoida. Yeah? If it's a tachlis tikizach, it's just before the davening. So, as I meant. He says a davar nifli here, which I gotta heard from Rabbi Yankiv Zichron Levrach, and I'll say it because it's a gewaltig sight to know. He talks about Tefillah Sederach. He said, Gevaldik Azach. Right? I'm skipping around, but it's a Gevaldik idea. He says that Tefillah Sederach is not a din bracha. It's It's a din tefillah. I've mentioned this over here, pre Ben Azmanim. He says it out here more pariches. I heard it b'shem Rabbi Yankin, but I was always nervous when you hear Shmua, if it's emes or not emes, right? But now you see at least Rebelski. Rebelski says he holds it any yes, Rabbi Yankin, so that's already enough for me. He says like this. He says that tefillah sederach from its ganze shame, bochet Hashem meya tefillah and tefillah sederach and its seder advarim in hilchas tefillah, not in hilchas brachas, shows you to tefillah. What's an afkamina? Something's a tefillah or something's a bracha. He says the nafkamina is that we know that if a person's misupik if he daven shmona esrei, so that's something I never knew before. Meaning his tzuchtel to this is a meritika tzuchtel. If a person's misupik he daven shmona esrei, the halacha is he daven again. That's halacha. The person is misupik. I suffik brachas lahakel. Shmona esrei is different rules. Why? Because the Gemara says halvai shispalu kol ayoyim. It does. It's not for us now to go into arichas. But suffik tefillah, I guess you call it, is lachumra, and you daven again. So he says suffik tefillah saderech is lachumra. Murdik idea. That means, because everyone knows there's millions of machlokes in Tefillah Sederach and whatever, and you always have a shaila. I always tell people that from here to Tel Aviv, you have to say Tefillah Sederach. Here to Beit Shemesh and whatever, I tell them where to say it. It has to be past whoever knows from these streets. It's past Hellstone. There's a whole strip of highway which is no side. No mekaymes on either side. There's no shtetlach on either side for a while. There's no cities on either side. So that's what you're supposed to say. And I know that everybody, a lot of people argue on me. I know a lot of people argue. It's zichach machlekes. We can feed the klalim of the mishabura. Yizichach say tefillah sederach. But it's a fight. It's zicher many people. And I tell them if they do it every day, you have to do it. And a lot of people argue on me, right? And I always get nervous. I know there's a lot of people that say to me also. Yasha felt like this. I know for sure. So I always get nervous. But now, no more nervous. Right? Once you have this new klal, suffik tefillah sederach, that's a shayin l'chumra. So you could not go if you want. He also says another thing. Based on this, he says a merdeka chumra. That's a merdeka kula. Now he says a merdeka chumra. Kula later, but now he says a merdeka in our musagim, it's a merdeka chumra. He says, oy bezoi, it's better to be saying your egin a tefillah sederach, which I've said in the past here. You should say your own tefillah sederach, because a bracha, you can be mighty somebody else, and sometimes it's even a milah to be mighty somebody else in a bracha. Roivam and whatnot. But if it's a tefillah, by Shmona Esrei, we see he's supposed to say, so he says, if you attack on Abel, you don't know it by heart, so then you have a din of an Eina Baki, Shteltsu, Gevaldik Alamdis. Says, you're like an Eina Baki, it's Gevaldik like an Eina Baki. So he says, so then you could be Falozach on somebody else. Right? But Akupan Moshal, I had this last week, I was coming back from Tveria. And you bet him have to say Tefillah Sederach right as you drive out of Tveria, because already right there is already no more cities on either side, at least for where the way I was coming from. And to pull over there is mamish sakana. It's mamish dark roads. I didn't cheshbon ahead of time. There's no way to cheshbon, really. I thought that I'd be able to pull over and then I'd be able to say it. But once I saw I couldn't, so then I told my wife to be mitzi. I got it said it without knowing the shtickle of that. Right? But now the mice, what's the cheshbon? The cheshbon is simply because the mice, to pull over is dangerous. And elamite, to go part of the journey without tefillah sederach, that's also not so good. You want to have the tefillah sederach going everything there, there's lace prayer. Well, that's ladaiti. Sorry? No, we're not saying mechana. No, vanna. No, aloha mishmeh says not to. No, vanna. This I'll skip because I want to get to some more. This will skip. This will skip. Okay.
He said leikuva?
Come again?
He's not saying
leikuva. No, he's not saying leikuva because he's not saying leikuva. The shaila is why. You read the tshuva, you'll see. Right? I got also wanted to see because the chayyim by Shmona Esrei is a ganz big shaila. Five might see it's a major shaila. But the tzushtel is goyinus. The gedalta ketzushtel. I always knew the tzushtel from Rabbi Yankiv legabe that somebody else shouldn't be mighty someone else. The tzushtel that it's suffik luchumra. They say suffik yudavin smerit the ketzushtel. So it goes on like this. Now again, I'm just going to read you now a little bit more bekitzer. I want to try to end like we always do after an hour. Right? My clock, my friend here tells me I have 17 minutes and 30 seconds. Right? So 17 minutes and 30 seconds, let's try and get 17 shilas and 30 shilas. So he says, this is, I love this one. He's talking about Netilas Yadayim. Do you have to wash the cup? Do you have to wipe the cup beforehand? He says, Mikra Din. You don't really have to dry your hands, which is a big chiddush. Kafi his tshuva. I'm not getting involved now. Mishabura grad also, I would think, but let's leave that part of the shayla out right now. He goes on, he says, and what's the reason why they don't do shif-shif nowadays? Shif-shif is when you take your fingers, and for those that don't know, and you go like this, and you get it into each, right after you wash your hands, you go like this. To make sure that you get the wetness in this part over here. As I say, the emes is l'daiti, it's the pashtis. If you look at the Mishabura, it seems to be that we wash with revias and you wouldn't have to. And I've said this over in Shurim in the past. Right? So he writes like this, Umashiyesh, at the end of the tshuva, Umashiyesh noyigin shloy lasis kein ayoyim shif shuf. He says, Ein lezeh shum sibe v'shum heter. There's no heter. He says, not only that, until you asked me the shayla, I didn't know nobody does it. I didn't know I was the only guy doing shifshuf. The shifshuf is a dayim kedisa. I didn't know people don't do it. So he says, so what's takip pshat? They don't do it. So he says, I'll tell you the teretz. Whenever I hear these words, this is the answer I'm about to tell you, but I get mamish goosebumps. I tremble. What's the words? Bisman is that nowadays. Nowadays. Hanaveas from a kriris halev, shabiyachal sheshiyoim, rishuslas. Nowadays things are different. That's where it comes from, right? Umashe shibavar, what they used to do. Umashe aragulasais. Hashem yitzelenim akal mechshal. Now, I must tell you, it's a big chiddush what he says. Because once you have revias, it's yitachim ma'oy that you don't need bechlal. To have now, Agav, maybe you'll think that Rebelsky, so maybe he doesn't understand from Hilchas Netilas Yedayim. But I have a raya; he was definitely the biggest maven in the ganze welt in Hilchas Netilas Yedayim specifically. Because on Friday when I gave the shiur, they came to me after and they told me one of the bachrim was the Balamaisa, I think, that he was in camp. And they only had like amount of water this much, right? Like episode revius of water, and there were like 10 people there, and they didn't know what to do about washing to his dye. I think he said that day there was that they turned off the water or something. There's a problem with the water. So Belsky looked at them. What's the problem? You have to say Filvasser, right? We can get Mamish. We can get forget the whole camp. We can get Nassau, and you have to wash the TLC dye and get the whole camera over here. And he washed the TLC dye with them. Alpi, what's the Mamish from the Friedrich world and the world of the Mishnayis, that when you had a little bit of water and they put one hand, if anybody who learned the Mishnayis in Yadayim, he put one hand on the other one, and they used episode. And I think he said he'll be masking his hands, will be on the bottom because you're not going to believe it. His hands got wet, the dust, right? So he zicha was a maven until Zion, but the mice and the paiskim argue on this. But the kriris that he was bothered by, the kriris that he was bothered by, that's the takamara de kazach. So the attitude. He goes on, he says like this. This was. Seems to have bothered him tremendously. Habracha alachmanias mezoinus. Hamatzvini yishar minei pas. We spoke about mezoinus rolls in the past. So he writes like this. Right? I think I mentioned that Rebelsky was a shtickle misnaget to the mezoinus roll. I think B'shaita, I mentioned it. Right? But I must admit, I never saw his tshuva. This is by me a new sefer. Right? And it's brand new, mamash. But so he writes like this. He says, these mezoinus, I'm not going to go through what we spoke about back then. But he says, ain't la mamashu yismachu. The mitzvahs of how they're making it today, it's netilas yudayim, pas gomer. And it's no shiloh if they're having a meal, kigoyin, on the avironim, on the airplanes. It's no shiloh. Because he says, the only way you could make a mezoinus roll is if there's no addition at all of water, which, and they're not koveh suda. Right? And then what we spoke out that time is it would taste like a piece of cake. So Mamela in the Bzagantizach not again. But then he writes like this. He writes, Vinei api roiv, boizel das elu. From Bukitman as Azach, this Mizoinus rolls Narishkeit. That's what he says here. It's not my lashon, it's his. Where does it come from, this Narishkeit? Right? That the ganze welt meant that there's like kilo musik of Mizoinus roll. And anybody who learns a sugi knows it's not. What's the world's good? This is how I asked the Shaila, right? But he's not me. I was very nice. You remember it was Mitzvah. I was very nice. You can't say it, right? Him. He says, it comes from the Rav HaMachshir al Kashris al Achmaniyot. It comes from the Rav HaMachshir. Ubem is Tamua. Who are you a paisik? To give psak halacha? That's not your job. So he says, now he goes one by one. What's your job? Oh, halavai, they would listen to me. Your job is with shayim b'tei raga machshia yamar la mishmer kol ha-mechilim ha-kelim k'sherim yafish chalak edin. Well, they don't listen to me b'chal. Well, halavai, shiatzliach, halavai, you should do that. Right? Who asked you to write hilchis psakim? You're writing like, you know, sometimes you buy like food for Shabbos. And it comes with two nice halachas for Shabbos or something. So at the Shabbos table and dust, right? Nobody asked you to do that. Nobody asked you to write on it Hilchas Brachas on top of the Mizoinus roll. And then he goes on in the back, this obviously is something for Sprenzach by him. In the front over here is all the kitzers. In the back over here, as he wrote that, things more about Riches. So in the back over here, he writes, it's actually also an incredible truth, which maybe I'll mention in a moment. I was reading in the back also. He says like this. He writes, it's incredible chiddush. He says, "Ani rotel ad gish bekan." When he's going, because he was coming to Lafuke, some of the different things and diukim that they have and whatnot. After he builds, he says that it's mamish like the biggest toys in the ganze welt. Right? He says, "Ani rotel ad gish bekan." I want to discuss diukim in general right now. in general, diukim. When you have diukim in Rishayim and Paiskim and whatnot, and he says Shagari Masifin Darshim B'Divra Esvarim Vayidei Diukim Dakim. The Mepsa Klein the Diuk Mamtzim Chidushim Nifloyim Ukiilu Yotzim B'Divra Machaber Eilu Kevin Shein Benuyim Al Dakis L'Shayim. So he said Mamish a Diktuk Kal Shein. He says even though it could be a Diuk, but it's Neged Shas and Paiskim. I have a neged shasu paiskim, kol a paiskim. Okay, and it's neged svara, and it's neged seichel yasher, and it's so now what? But you have a diik. So he says v'yafa amar oimer. He says the pshat is like this. He says a diik is like a check. It's like a check, right? Imyesh kesef mezumen. If there's money in the bank to be covered by the check, then the check is worth the money. But if the bank is rake, if the bank doesn't have geld, so then check lo yishav eklum. You say something crumb and strange. Neged das, neged paiskim, neged akal, batal, lo sharev, lo kayim. Sounds a good thing, because you know, a lot of times a person, our limit, of course, in yeshivas is to go for diukim, but not chalila. I'm not being mezalzel chalila in yeshivas either, and I don't think he is, right? But you have to make sure that there's money in the bank, right? You know, Reb Tzvi Kushelevsky Zalzayin Gesund, he told me that in order to make diukim, Mdav Zayin Toiras Chesed al Shoinai, Cheshbin Svara Diuk. If you have cheshbin svara, no, then the diak is shaveh. Then it's worth something. But if there's cheshbin arbitnish and svara is arbitnish, and you have a diak, so then it doesn't work the other way. That's doiches. But if you do it, that's as it. But that's his halach, and he's very upset about this. Poik chazi yeich nasi mikedem arachak lechadish yisaydis asher loy shirav aseinu ulevadus milivam klalim balacha, which is nega gemarish mizvareshesis. And then what happens? Now the guy has a klal. So he made up this klal, and now everything has to be bottled to that klal. Hikshu misvarasa medeir kashana gemara, they make a doichek dika teretz, and now kefi that teretz, everything in the world has to go to fit into that teretz. Pashit shemishim vakashemish kiroi dvar mufrachim, berege you find that what you're saying is wrong in halacha, right? Say Taisi, Upizay is Taibanian, and that'll end the whole issue. Nobody's gonna laugh at you. Just say I made a mistake. Right? Chas v'shalom, l'salev gemara, v'chule, v'chule. And he's Meirich. It's interesting that in this tshuva is where he decided to give his wrath and chema against people that learn like this. Very interesting. And yeah, we'll go weiter, but kedai to see inside. He goes on, he says like this. He says, okay, this will skip. This will skip. It says interesting to chumra here. I know chumra and kula. I told you it's not in Hilchos Brachos. No chumra, no kula. It's interesting to zach. We spoke about this, I think, once. If you have at the end of the chasanas, we spoke about it over here once. At the end of the chasanas, they bring out a Viennese table. I think we spoke about it over here, and it's a shver zach. L'chayra kedina de gemara. It comes out that taka person should taka l'chayra make a bracha rishayna and achrayna. They have cakes and whatever. They took away all the tables, and now they have cakes and cookies and this and that. So medina de gemara, even on a cake, which normally in a meal you probably wouldn't make a bracha, but you'd have to make a bracha rishayna and achrayna because it's considered like a different meal. I explained back then some limudei schusim. I gave an eitzah because the ma'isa it's a shver zach and the lashon apayiskim and smashma it is taka a separate meal and you'd have to on a cake you'd have to bracha rishayna achrayna. It's called the suda after the suda basically. The ma'isa b'shaita I gave a shtigul eitzah to take bread and always keep bread shlepsach the suda weiter. If you have bread still, so then you could say somewhat you're still in the middle of the suda. So shtigul adoichik he mamish meridika kaya. They bring the child to him. Mine preparis and mugashad b'chasinus after the meal. Yeshav arich aleihem b'nifrid brach rishayna brach achrayna mefurish a gemara mefurish a mishnebrua kol tuv. Small tshuva, nothing. Okay, so then in the back he says, "Ayin and pir alocha simen dalit sharach nevayr b'kolzeh." Maisi, you look there in the back, garnish. He just shows you it's the exact same sugya. Nothing changed. I people don't do it. Gosh. So meridik kayach. The next one also is the meridik chiddush. You have to know in the world of kashrus that's meridik chiddush. He talks about this is not so much for Aratzuk, I'll just say it. He talks about grape juice that is coming from concentrate. And I don't know. I didn't know this until I read the tshuva. So the way he talks, such beautiful shyness about our gedolei oilam. Beautiful shyness. He says, "Listen, kvar noyik b'medina zu." He means in America, bichach me'atayra. That the whole Klal Yisrael was Nishan Aleim. Ubisoicham, the Rash Bahag, Ramosha. Moran, Ramosha, Zachatata. That they make Bari Priyagofen on Mitzah Novim Shemeshuchzer. Now, I think what he's talking about, Kafi, what I see in the back, is he's talking about that they make a type of a concentrate, Zah. I don't know if Kedem does like this, but he's talking about that the, in all of America they're falazich on this. I don't think this is the Metzias, Kada, but he obviously knew more about these things. I don't know who he's talking about, but he said the zikr soimich on this in America is that they'll have grape juices that are made out of a concentrate, and he says this hanhaga was based on Rav Moshe, and there's nothing wrong with that. Now you have to know that the Eretz Yisrael Tikka Paiskim are all misnaget to this, and all the Eretz Yisrael Tikka wines, all the Shem and the Eretz Yisrael Tikka wines are against this. Something doesn't stim here. I don't know if this. I told you, I don't know if it's going on Kedem, because Kedem has a bedatz anyway, so later. But that they all hold that if it was a concentrate, and then afterward they ship the concentrate and they put the water in, so they hold there's no maziga in such a tzura, there's no maziga on grape juice, it's a big minchas yitzchak and achrayin, and meiser of the yashiv atasek halten, shalom zamen. So he writes like this. He says, and you should know this was always the mahalach v'lo irur odom badover. Nobody ever had a sad knot like this. Ulam, but the way he talks about our great Jews, he writes, Ulam, Hagoyin Ha'adir Sarah Toyer of Shlomo Zalman said not like this. Look what he calls it. Chakimadi Yehudoi Rabbanan de Marava. The smart Jew in the West. Shlomo Zalman. He says not like that. And Besaifa, he says, you can't make a begafen on this. So what's your das? Could you make an, say it's tshuva? Yeah, you could. And even Shlomo Zalman will agree. So that intrigued me. You couldn't, and Shlomo Zalman will agree. That intrigued me. So he has, you know, what he yelled about the yukim before, right? Because he has cheshbon svara, then the diuk works, right? So he says it can't be. It's to him, it's impossible, kimat in the cheshbon and svara, because he has mishnayis. I talk about the Gemara Bam, it talks about the Shir Hitzah on wine, and it talks about even in a solid form the Shir Hitzah on wine. So he says, look, what's a solid form of wine? It's obviously, and he proves from Taisis over there, that it's obviously something that is a Meshachsar, it's something which is a concentrate, and whatever. So he proves that there was such a concept. And then he says, Ayyub Shalom Azalman. So he says, no, if you look at Shalom Azalman, and I take a look, you get nervous when I read something over here, and I always thought not like this. Yeah, you look at Shalom Azalman, says it many, many times, he's right. Shalom Azalman keeps on saying that the problem is that this Meshuchsar is a Yayin, and his Lashon is a Yayin Shenifkam. Now, after the concentrate, it's not the same level wine anymore. So he says, that's not the Metzias by us. He says, maybe some expert is able to tell the difference between the concentrated, and he writes whole things there. He brought people, you know, he gave them to taste. Nobody's able to tell the difference. I guess he told them the brachas bar piragaf in the heart, right? But he says that Rav Shlomo Zalman was obviously talking about some low wine, and Takai was mvar this on the way over tonight. If somebody was in charge in Kashrus in one of the wineries, he says, yeah, the Tzedua, that from 40 years ago, Zikr was the lower class, and nowadays it's not a lower class, so he's Mekel. Makeup, so the guy's a kayak, but to the guy.
What was the reaction talking about? You were talking about nowadays?
Don't know, no. Yashiv might say, not like this. Yashiv, not like this, and maybe one day I'll give a shir about it. Right? I didn't say I agree yet. Right? But what you're being told tonight is not necessarily just the halacha. You're being told the geveldige das. Stam, Marak Paris. Right, there's a whole shayla in the Pais game on the juice of the fruit. The juice of the fruit. The juice of the fruit juice, right? The juice part. So you make a bracha, hey, it's a big shayla in the Pais game. But he says, but listen, and this is his ganze koyach Rabelski, it's kind of the bracha. You gotta know the Matthias. He says, in the cans of peaches, Avadi can't even be Saimach Rabelski because these things change also. But he's just trying to show you that, and he says himself, you have to know these things. He says, the canned juice is peaches, even if I would hold that, it's taka cooked together with it. But the juice in the can, the peaches is not cooked together with the peaches. It's just water that's added afterward, which is mefuster, which is pasteurized. That has nothing to do with that. And then he says, but the ones in the plums, everyone knows that the plums, that the juice taka, yeah, cooked with it. So you have to be very careful. He says the same thing in the next truva, orange juice. What broccoli they make on orange juice with bits? So he says, what do you think those bits are? If those bits would be oranges, it's a major shiloh, which taka, once you learn the sugi, you'll see it's a major shiloh, maybe making eights on it, because you still have the pieces of eights. Now, I always thought that the shiloh at hand, this is how I always learned the shiloh when I was mevarid, b'shaitai, God, I think that was mevarid Rabelski, but like that, I guess I made a mistake. But I always thought that the shiloh was because they take bits from other things. So that's a shayla now. If you take a bit from somewhere else and you put it in here, so now I can say it's tuffel. The only time you say that the orange is still alive, if he himself is still alive because his bits are here, so that's a whole shayla in Trima and a Sugin. So that's why I always said it's a major shayla in Mestamim, you make a shackle, because anyways, the sheet is tight to make shackle. He writes, that's not orange bits, as he writes. He says, that stuff, That's gedrude aklipa. You know what that is? That's bits of the peel. It tastes like bits of orange and whatever. Yeah, I'm saying they do stuff to fregnish. They're 100% orange. It is. It's 100% orange. That's zikr. The peel's also is orange. So he writes, it's a big shaila. It's a big shaila vegan them. This is a nice one. He says like this. I could do this the whole night. All right. My friend tells me we don't have much time. But this is also nice. He says, how long do you have to drink a hot tea and a hot coffee? Yeah. How long do you have? So everyone knows it's a shaila. On a drink, everyone knows it's a shaila. Everyone knows you have to drink a drink very fast. How fast do you have to drink a drink? No, you heard from me this time. Whoever didn't hear from me, how long do you have to drink a drink? Right? A meal, a solid, you get 2 minutes, 3 minutes for bracha achrayna, maybe more, maybe even all the way to whatever. 2-3 minutes. How long going to drink? So the Velt always says the shtia, sheer shtia, is 3 gulps, 2 gulps, 3 gulps. It's got to be very quick. So they give numbers, 8 seconds, 10 seconds. In all the Heintike books, they talk about this. I for years... It was negative seichel, I thought always. Are you talking? You have to drink it like this fast, and if not, you can't make it. That's called a shir shti. But I didn't have a raya brewer. He writes like this. So toyes gemura. Toyes gemura. Anybody who says that you have to drink it in 3 gulps, it's toyes gemura. He says that which it says, la yishta adam, bebas echas, it means 2-3. It doesn't mean 2-3 gulps. He says, they toye, they man, toye lefare, shnaim shalish means legimais. It means gulps. They know. He says, avade, it means 2 or 3 times. He says, because that's the normal derech, a person, he puts it down. He says, so how much is it? How much is it? So he writes, bin zvay, is our chasholchim, the maisa shir is taka like marin or maisha, taka achat. 1 minute. Skrata, the Velt, I think, says of Ramosha a little bit less than that, but he says 1 minute. He says, but definitely not more than a half a minute. So he says, if you have a tea and a coffee, that's already not so schwer. Everyone knows it's a shiloh and a tea and coffee. That's a famous shiloh. So he says, that much anybody can have a revius in a minute. You leave over yourself a revius, isn't it? You know, it's a revius of, let's say, a smaller revius, right? You leave over that amount, and then you can have that amount within a minute. So then you can falazach. Then you can falazach. Okay, it's a nice psukim here he has. So, a lot of nice things here. It says here, I'm writing a tshuva over here about having your business open on internet on Shabbos, right? It's a lot of good word. He explains the difference, why that's more of a problem than just having a vending machine, which is a very famous shayla. He writes it with his grace and koyach. He says the difference is that when a person has his product selling on internet, I'm not getting about this, gave a whole shiur about this, is common echelukim of in the bidding and this type and eBay and everything. But in the concept, you have a business that's running on Shabbos. Let's make the easy case right now. So he says the problem is that hamekach misoyer al yedei hatzagosay b'Shabbos. Dainu, explain what he means. He explains himself, but he means that on Shabbos, the person comes to the website, comes to your advertisement, comes to whatever, right? And he quote-unquote, he discusses it with your website, quote-unquote. He sees what you have to offer, and he looks around, and he sees this and that. And it's this kivyachol in place of you is that, so that chalois could be misyachis to you. Right? He says it's not doyme to a vending machine. In a vending machine, the pshat is everything's there, the mechir is there, the item is there, everything is there. Right? So then the pshat is just, you know, pressed and that, and it comes out, that has nothing to do with you anymore. You did yours. Here, the pshat is this kivyachol shaklavitari, a silent shaklavataria, because you're telling him that you're going to give him this. This thing, he's not putting in and taking this thing. That's what he says. He goes on, so he gives an eitzah. You know, it's a big shaila, and it's negated the ganz klal Yisrael. So he gives an eitzah. He says, well, what you should do is b'kol mekach, lo yikva zman, adat chol zman ha-mescha b'shavu abba. Right? Just say that the sale is not finalized until chles. Right? He says here, until the first working day. You could say also until Motei Shabbos. Right? You could say whatever it is. Till the Rabbeinu Tam zman. Until the Rabbeinu Tam zman. Maybe the person now holds the Rabbeinu Tam. That's what he says. So I'll read you two more things. Two more tshuvas where you see p'sigvaldike. So you're right. Again, there's a lot here that we didn't get to, unfortunately. You'll all admit to Shem by the Sefer. See the autobiography on your own. Right, it's a beautiful lashon here when he starts al-Chashmal. He says he heard from Rabbi Yankiv. Kol ha-svaris halalu. He goes through all of the the different svaras of why electricity is aser, mutter. It goes with Chazanish and this. He says, Kol asvaras halalu are dachik ma'oid. Yankov told them all these svaras are very dachik. Ella kol gedolei hador b'daris ha'kaidmin savru kulam pe'echad, it's aser. They saw this thing called electricity, they knew it's aser. Right? They just didn't know why, but they knew it's aser. Da'ainu litzur kayach kadash. There's a new kayach you're creating, it's aser. It's aser, it's ma'ilin, this one said ma'ilin, this one said ba'ina. Yeh mashiyah, basav chalav migu naparnat. It's aser. Says so Mela, anybody who comes now with Chedushim and tries to tell you, well, you know, we don't even know why electricity is aser, right? They didn't know why and they weren't clear. And he says like him, and he says, you know, he says it's Baina, he says it's Mailad. So the one that just said Baina says it's not Mailad. The one that says Mailad just said it's not Baina, right? Says anybody that says that, he doesn't have even the smallest smidgen of Das Torah in the cup. Right? Not even the smallest amount. Because Fakat, all of the Gedolei Torah, they looked at it and they said it's aser. Yeah. So he comes along and says, no, I know, like, not all the... forget it. He said, not like him. No, they knew it was awesome. He says something here in Nifla. Now, I admit that I got it, didn't want to do it in such a tzura, like it looks as if I saved this, which is the Davrishal controversy for last. But it's really the last thing here that he talks about. He talks about Kant, he talks about this. The last thing in this section, at least. He talks about Haitzah, he talks about Erevin. Okay, now in Erevin, it's Yadua, his Shita, on the Brooklyn Erevin, it's his Shita. He writes, there's no my Shita. There's no my Shita. Now, I'm not going to get involved in the Erev, as they say, is the Erev Hak, right? But the Seichel at Torah, which is in these three pages, four pages over here, is so glatt. The Seichel at Torah is glatt. Again, I'm not saying it's a big sugya, it's a controversial sugya, but this is the Seichel at Torah. Nobody ever, in the Kailal, we learn Tilchas Erevin, so nobody knows what I hold on Erevin except those guys. Right? In other countries, I'm not allowed to speak about Erevin, in both of the other countries. Right? And so only over here I could talk. So you don't know which kvyachal direction my kivun is in Hilchas Erevin, right? But that has no bearing on this. This is pure Das Torah. Kayadua held that taka in big cities, before Brooklyn and other big cities, you can't make an Erev. Right? It's like this. He goes on, he brings down their Tzadim, Aklush and Lahat there, why they want to say it's not called the Rishas Arabim. Maybe he says all the weak svaras that they have. It's a sidewalk and this and that and whatever. He calls it weak. I'm just quoting that. He writes, Svaras Ka'ela, Hamishamshim Pamacher Pam Binyan Erevin Beir Gedoila, right? Svaras Klushis, they're weak svaras. Shebashum Tchumacher Shal Alacha, he says, you'll never find in any other place in Alacha that anybody would be Mechatzif, have such a chutzpah, Yoyez to be Mishtamish with such a svar. He says, unless it's something like Rishus HaRabim, which I'll explain to you in the end, is the most Chamer Shebechamurus. So for whatever reason, Dafka over there, okay. That's old fights. So he says, and then they tell me there's a wall around Brooklyn. Says Vishalos Pim. So I looked for the wall. Right? There he is, looking for the same guy who looked for a star. Right? He's gonna look for the wall. So I didn't find much of a wall. I found this and I found that. So they told, no, if you add this together with that and this and that. So he says, like a Valdik of Vart, he says. He says it a few times here. He says, Nachan Lahagish, it's important to be Magish. Klal Yadua V'Amir Chizki Bin Motzakeh Machshavot Abrus. Anybody who has Seichel in learning and in Das Torah and in Psak Halacha, Kol Chiddish, any Chiddish that you won't be able to mullet, Yetzim Yizen, Toit Soy is built the Yafshariyut. If I get your Chiddish, it's going to come out murdic incredible things, right? That are negative, not Shayah. Then it's Batal the Chiddish. Batal the Chiddush. If something as a result of your Chiddush, so for example, he gives a few examples within this one. He says, for example, according to this Chiddush, they have a few Chiddushim over here. I'm not getting involved in that second. He says, it's a klal in halacha. When a person is learning halacha, that you have to realize the ramifications of what you're saying. He says, if you feed this Chiddush, it comes out that there are no Rishus HaRabim in the whole entire world and never could have been. That's what he writes. He says, so that can't be. Because then there's no Erevin. Right? There's no Masechta Shabbos. So then you have to say goodbye to your Chiddush. He writes, Merdik, V'zed davra bilti avshari l'kol yodeh das v'din. In kain ozla b'mishim ha'echaz all their chedushin. V'yais l'hoishiv. Shalmal le'ashnametz. Batal din kol rishis harabim v'krach ha'ir. Shebekol ha'olam. Merdik of love, anybody who knows in the learning of halacha, this is one of the major in yoni halacha. That's a taina in halacha. That's a taina. He goes on, he says, Taska Doyle Adora Koidim. Uvdi, now it says facts. Kol Gedoyle Adora Koidim, whether it was the Ashkenazim, Svardim, Chsidim, Lit, Mikol Chug, Mikol Moise, Paskin, he's talking specifically about Erev in Brooklyn, but you see over here, he's not just talking about Brooklyn. It's, the Teshuva was written about Brooklyn. But he says, Bishnas Tavshin Yudches, there was a Kenis, and he brings down, there was the Satmar Rebbe was there. It's nothing to discuss. You can't build this an Erev in Brooklyn. So he writes over here, you can't do it because of the Mechshaylus. Well, what does Satmar Rebbe mean? Stami meant something more like in the Gidre, like Tznius and Dekazachan, right? They say in the Velt. That's what the Velt says over. I'm helping you a little in the Lashon Hara here. He means like, he doesn't mean, that's the Lashon, right? He means like, you know, like in Nashkofa. Right? That's Yadua. The Velt says it because he didn't want ladies walking around the street with baby carriages and dust. And yeah. It says in the Reva Rabbanim Hiskimu in that Hachra. So what were they masking to? What were they masking to? The Halach of the Satmar Rebbe is a Chanukah. The Satmar Rebbe is a grace of Paisik. Right? Go and read the Sefer Divrei Yol for a few hours and you'll see. But so he says, and not only that, if you don't believe me, so he writes, Vadayin Chayim Mimanu Anoshim Shayu Basir. There are people that are still alive. They were there. Right? They were still at that Asifa in Tavshin Yuches, and they could be Meyed. Rav Bik was there, the Debrezina, the Be'er Moshe, they were all there. Right? Dafka Mustama mentioning Bar Parker, Rabban Moshe. He writes like this, Meredith, he says, I had the Kloisenberger. Kloisenberger, everyone knows, argued. Kloisenberger held you could make a Takan Erev. So he says, yeah, but look what he writes in Divrei Yatziv. Ulam b'mad b'medvar mamurim kishikol b'nei ha'ir daitai noichem b'tikin ha'erev. That's only if there's a scum of the Rabbanim. He says, but beneath and zeh, if there's Rabbanim already that are misnaged, it doesn't say roiv Rabbanim are misnaged, even if you have any Rabbanim are misnaged. He says, and they have a taina. No one's going to say that their taina and locha is borrowed not like them. Nobody could say that. Everyone knows Erev is the biggest fight. Ha'isavayit, it won't even work now. Skiris harashos and whatever. And then he goes on. He says Rav Yankiv and Rav Aaron and Rav Henkin and da-da. Kach nimshach b'meshach kol hashanim. Until the year 1978. This is what I want. Again, I'm upset. I shouldn't have brought it out in Tzuras Ha'erevin, because Erevin is everybody will get all very. It gets very. Something happens in our stomach when we. I don't know what. Something happens like that when that arm. Remember before when we fell asleep on the arm and the blood came out. So I don't know why. So pretend you're not hearing about Erevin. Pretend you're hearing here about just a meridic limit in Das Torah. Right? It happens to be he held it on Erevin, but it's irrelevant. He writes like this. He writes in 1978, Kamu Kama Noshim, Vamu Ai, the Gdoile Adora Koidim said so. Anachno Aimim Macheres, Hare Gami Maisa is a Svara, Nachaina, even if they're right. He says, Ain me Lemishaya, Harshus Lokum, Velifraik, Ol, Vimoris Gdoile, Hatoira. He first says, how could you go against the Gdoile Ador and that which was already in Asifa and Klaudisa and Tavshin Yiches, is Gantz Asifa? You have no koyach to do such a thing. And if you do such a thing, it would be Harris Adas Rachmanul Itzlan. It would destroy Klal Yisrael. If you have a matzav of where the new door, the nowadays Rabbanim, they get up and they mevatel something from the previous door, that's the end of Klal Yisrael. Then he writes like this. He says, but they taina, ki oisam gdoilei toira, never asered mitam halacha, ela mitzad hashkafa. They only asered mitzad, right? How is medayik that? This is a diuk. That's the diuk that he said, you know, the diuk. So he says, ubishtanas anesivis. So he says, so it changed. It changed, therefore in halacha, it's not wrong, and therefore we can argue on them. If that means if we have our poiskim that say in halacha, he says, Ad kamenistimu eneyem meirois, how blind are these fools? So he writes, Shigamim kidivreyem, shein ze mitzad halacha le mitzad hashkafa. He says, let's say they're right. I got to hold halacha, it's also a problem, he says, right? But let's say they're right, it's hashkafa. He says, Hadavar yoyser ve yoyser ve yoyser chamer. Then it's worse. Because after kaima lunchips actual bathing akla yokola bathing taka it could be mevatalit if it's bichachma beminyan. Yeah, psaka of one smaller basin could. Of Abamedra Mamurim. But dvarim that they didn't do as a siag the Torah. Ella they did it as a locha. Of a dvarim that they made a siag, hashkafa, something that they made a siag. And Pasha the Surim Bisov, that was something that was the widespread Nahug there. So he says, Einlem Kayach Levatel. Right? Einlem Kayach Levatel. Afilu Yavo Yaliyo. Even if Eliyahu Navi would come. Harelan Shemayas. Hayesir, if it was Mitzad Alacha, then you could talk. Ava Nazat Takana Betor Hashkafa. Right? As Ein Boy Makim Vashar Sashinu Klal. This, forget Nerevin for a minute. This is something that you see a lot today. See, latte. And the Maisa, I remember all the time I ever spoke to Rebelski, different in Yonim, different things. This was something that was very autobiographical about him. I told you this was an autobiography of him. I'll read you the last autobiography, is the last truth in the Sefer. The last truth in the Sefer, this is how I really want it to end, is he writes like this. He writes, Geder mitzvah simcha chasim v'kala. Then he has birurim in the back. Geder simcha mitzvah chasim v'kala. So one of my talmidim, he was his Masada Kedushin, he was telling me how Mamish Barabelsky was like Mamish in the chasin, not shaykh. Sometimes you feel guilty, you have a person who, like, you know, is a psagadl batayr and he's a merdeka masmid, and here he is and he's dancing, you feel like you're wasting his time, but nobody got that haragasha. Right? Because again, like I told before, everything was Torah by him. So at the chasin, everybody's coming and talking to him in Torah. Right? He's still looking for the 47th star. So people are looking for the 47th star. Everything is tired. The ganze felt. So he says, "How do you masameh chasim v'kala?" Right? He writes, "Binyan achil masameh chasim v'kala." Chazal gave moyer dika shevach the merakdim. He says, "Ashrei misha bichaylus leisiv ala simcha." Whatever you could do, you should do. Amnam ein zechiv mutal akol. You can't say that your job is to go and learn how to juggle and this and that. He says, "V'oid, it can't be in lamdis," because then the whole entire chasim would just turn into a tacharut. Into a competition. He's right. Okay. So it can't be. It can't be. Everybody has to respond. So what do you have to do if you have to go to the chasana? So he says, look, if you can dance, you can dance. If you can give him a bracha b'milim, levavius, mizman lezman, you're doing great. You're the greatest. You have a great kala. Shevach kala. Ech shezacha. You're wonderful. He says, v'afim lo yala b'yad alaseis. Let's say you can, you know the matzah, you go to chasana sometimes, and it's not shaykh, you can't get in there. You can still be from the Mesamchim. This is the Mamasha autobiographical Ashkofa in life. He says, Mash, just your being might be in the Roiv Am Hadras Melech, Ubitnai. Shiyire Alpanov Baschoik Usvias Rotzin. Just look happy, right? Ashmeichel Kostoch Nishgelt. It's a Kostoch Nishgelt. Give a smile. Look like you're having a good time at the chasana. Give upon him Zayafes, Abilti Smechem, Einem Kaim Shum Dover. Right? When you're just sitting at the chasana, you're not being Makayim, and you're over, and you're this, and you're that. And then he writes, you know, you should know, that's a big yisayit in life. That's a big yisayit in life. It's a sign. Your taka should be an ili neshama. I get the vachar by yisayit.